How did you heat your house when you were a boy?
Wood.
Wood?
Yeah.
And what'd you burn this in?
What'd we burn it in?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we burned it in just regular wood stoves. We had regular, for a kitchen, you know, had regular wood stoves if we hadn't cut the wood thin before. Mm-hmm. And then we always aimed to have a stove in the front room or in our heating stove that would take a good big chunk, see. And when I was a kid going to school, I knew what my Saturday job was. My dad was always put me on the end of one of these crosscut saws to saw wood. We had wood on the farm, and we put up wood this year for next year, because this year elm wood that you get out of here won't burn good in the dry, see.
What did you put your wood on when you cut it? Anything in particular, or just?
Oh, we'd rick it. Always just rick it up the back of the house, close to the house, see.
Did you have one of those things with legs like this that you could put the log in?
No, when we were sawing we did, yeah, when we were sawing. Of course, we did most of our sawing down along the creek.
Uh-huh.
And we just saw it down there and then haul it up after it was in smaller chunks, you know.
I wondered what you call that thing that you put the log.
Well, saw, it is, we call it just a sawhorse, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, later years, we got to use, after the tractors come out, we got to use the buzz saws, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they took their work out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Get about three or four neighbors together, you know, and after we got the poles brought up, we could cut enough wood in a couple hours, you see, for a season, and then we'd go over to the other fellow's house and cut his wood, you know. We always aimed to do that so that we would be there at noon, see. Because we wanted to get a dinner out, you know. We didn't get any pay, we just wanted to get a dinner, see.
You always could cut wood with the best cooks and have the slowest, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe take 2 days. Wait, how did the smoke get taken care of from these stoves?
Oh, they just had chimneys, regular chimneys.
Was that made out of brick?
Well, it was. It was made out of brick pretty early. Of course, at first, when they built the little old houses, you know, when they first came here in this country, they pretty much always run out through the roof, you know, with a tin thimble, you know, to keep them from burning the house down.
Mm-hmm.
But they started building houses a few years after that, and of course, when they started building houses, well, they went to building brick chimneys in them. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, did they ever have these open places in the chimney where you could burn wood?
Oh, yes, lots of them did. But there wasn't as many of them in this part of the country because the big old open fireplaces was more in the east. And by the time that this country started to open, of course, they had cooking stoves and things like that. And there wasn't as many of those big old open fireplaces, you know, where they cook, you know, or people had stoves when this country began to open.
Now, in those fireplaces, what did you call that? The part on the bottom of them? Maybe it was a stone.
You mean the hearth underneath them?
And on the hearth, were there some metal things that you could put a log on?
Yeah. They always had metal dogs in there.
Uh-huh.
And to put the logs on, and then they usually had hangers to hang, these cast iron cooking utensils. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the logs. Were these small or?
Well, it all depend on the size of your fireplace. But most of those fireplaces, would take a log anyway. You could put a log in there anyway, 3 feet long and 10 inches through if you want to. See. Mm-hmm.